Hi, everybody. This is David Nevins for CityBiz, and welcome to our program today. And our guest is Wayne Kanner, and he is the publisher of an organization called Palm Beach Neighbors. Wayne, welcome to our program.
Thanks, David. Happy to be here.
So, Wayne, it looks like your background, you're at the beach. You probably are not literally at the beach, but you're probably just a few minutes away in beautiful Palm Beach County. Tell us a little bit about your organization, Palm Beach Neighbors, what it is, and how it came into existence.
Sure, love to. So about 5 years ago, I retired from General Electric, and I started a couple businesses. And one of the ways that I am helping them and others in the community is through my media company called Palm Beach Neighbors. I am the CEO of Palm Beach Neighbors and executive publisher. We have three magazines in print in Palm Beach Gardens, but we have 1,300 magazines across the country. And we have a digital platform, palmbeachneighbors.com, that you can view our print editions online. And so, you know, it's helping the community grow, it's helping the community get connected, and it's helping businesses see opportunities that they may not have seen before.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Wayne. So it also strikes me that you're, by intention and design, going a little bit against the tide. That is, you're actually printing your magazines, and you're also covering hyper local stories, which in this day and age tend to be rather hard to find. So tell us a little bit about the concept of Palm Beach Neighbors and your success and readership thus far.
Sure. So I go back to this is one subset of the parent company that does 1,300 magazines across the country. My belief is that print will never go away. It's still revered by a lot of folks in various generations. And at the end of the day, David, I saw an opportunity, said, listen, this is a platform to deliver great content to our communities. And whether the content stays in print or migrates to digital or people use it on social media, it really doesn't matter. I was meeting with a client this morning, said, listen, I'm going to take my cover feature story and basically put it online for everybody in my network to see. I think the second part of that question and comment was around the leadership. And so what I have seen is that if you know your readers, and Palm Beach County is very well known as some affluent, successful leaders, global leaders, not necessarily local leaders. That is what I have focused on by pivoting to a cover feature, which I call Profiles of Leadership. And there is no shortage of leadership and success stories in Palm Beach County. Therefore, I'm very comfortable with where we're headed and where the next feature, cover features are coming from. And people are calling me every day to say, how can I get involved and how can I help?
Yeah. And I would think, Wayne, you know, every day we both read and hear of either a New York based firm or an internationally based firm, or, you know, they could be coming basically from anywhere down to Palm Beach County, you know, quickly becoming, what would you say, the Wall Street of the South. And you're, I assume, positioning your publications to take advantage of that.
100%. And you know, as well as I do, that you have to follow the money. And there's 1,000, I think the last count was like 1,000 residents a day moving into Florida, something crazy like that. I grew up in Connecticut. I lived around the world, but I also know that this state is growing. This county is growing. And all those newcomers are saying, hey, listen, I need to let people know I'm here. Well, in walks Palm Beach Neighbors. And we got a great opportunity to let the residents know and the communities know that these businesses are moving south.
Yeah, that's great. Our interview is not over, but I don't want to forget. You could right now just remind our viewers how they can reach out to you and how they can learn more about Palm Beach Neighbors.
Sure. Well, there's three ways. One is our website, www.palmbeachneighbors.com. Two is my email, wcanner@bestversionmedia.com. And three is phone, 407-697-8735. So those are the three easiest vehicles to get a hold of me.
Okay, terrific. So talk a little bit, Wayne, about which publications you currently have and how they might be geographically divided, and any plans that you have for the future as well.
Great question, David. So there are three located in Palm Beach Gardens. And if you're not familiar with Palm Beach County, Palm Beach Gardens is in the north side of the county. It's a very affluent area with a lot of probably 20 gated communities that are homes to many of the people that you would recognize. And my three publications are strategically located in three different sections of Palm Beach Gardens. The first and foremost is Abacall, Alton, and Artistry, which is a brand new community over there on Donald Ross Road, North County. The second one is Palm Beach Gardens Living, which is on the east side of I-95, the gated communities on the east side of 95. And again, all of these range from 4,000 to 5,000 homes in each of those segments. The last segment is the most exciting, which is Country Club Living, Palm Beach North, which really hits all of the high-end country clubs. So Ballon Isles, Mirasol, Old Palm, Old Marsh. Eventually, we're going to expand into Lost Tree, Seminole, Bears Club. And more importantly, the name Country Club Living Palm Beach North, we, through our partners, are going to take that to Country Club Living Palm Beach South, Country Club Living Martin, Country Club Living Broward. So there's a trajectory there, if you will, of the growth for Country Club Living.
Yeah, it sounds terrific. And it seems to me that the market is just waiting with open arms for you to serve them. Wayne, let me just go back before we finish up to, I'm just curious because like you, you love to do stories on leadership. I feel pretty much the same. I consider myself an entrepreneur. How did a guy from a corporate guy from GE become an entrepreneur like you have become and get into the publishing business in Palm Beach County?
Another great question. First of all, when you retire, you quickly learn that there's more to life than just retirement. So in my first year of doing the things that I hadn't done in 40 years, I started the two companies. I also started Palm Beach Neighbors. And I think it's going to be very closely tied to the leadership, David, in that you know that leaders don't sit still. They look around the corner. They see where there are market needs. They see where there are opportunities, and they seize them. And quite frankly, I can't count the number of people that have come up to me saying, hey, listen, Palm Beach County, in particular Palm Beach North, where a lot of global residents live, is starving for information of what's going on in the community. And I'm filling that void, and it's leadership that allows me to kind of pivot where I need to pivot. I just mentioned that we've kind of made a huge transition from kind of, local residents that may live in the community to global leaders that actually live here and have an impact on the next generation, families, parents, kids, in terms of telling human interest stories on how did they become successful. That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. I know that I'm sure like you, we go out to eat in, I too spend a lot of time in Palm Beach County, as you are well aware. And, you know, we go out to dinner and you see people every day in almost every restaurant that you would otherwise read about in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times. And, oh, that's the CEO of that company and the COO and the CFO. And this is the guy who just bought this $500 million business and so on and so forth. So seems like you're in the right place at the right time. Yes.
Absolutely. And I want to kind of accentuate that point because, you know, there's a lot going on in the world and information can be overwhelming. When you boil it down to a human interest story, a real person doing something really good for the world and for the community, it's worth taking a few minutes and read the story. And I just as a side note, if you remember, I started a publication called Palm Beach North Sports, which was all about, you know, telling these human interest stories of these athletes. Again, there's a dime a dozen down here that have great success stories on how they overcame, you know, mental fatigue, or they overcame injury. So whether it's in business or sports, it's all about getting through and making the best of the situation that you're put in.
Yeah. I mean, it's, this is not going to run for a few days. We're, for the benefit of our audience, we're recording it just the day before the Masters starts. I found myself on the driving range the other day as the guest of a friend, standing next to Rory McIlroy, who for some reason his balls went a lot further and straighter than mine did. I'm curious, Wayne, you know, when you got here, I know you play a little bit of golf and, you know, you can only play golf 7 days a week, right? There are only 7 days in a week. And right. most of us don't love it. Yeah, most of us don't love it quite that much. So right. Your jump into, you know, this is kind of, I guess you'd call it Wayne Canner 2.0, right? In terms of this new venture.
Right. I love that question because there's a great book out there that talks about the second half of life. And, you know, we spend 50% of our years basically gaining knowledge, networking, you know, learning. I've learned from the best, Jack Welch, Jeff Immelt. I mean, the list is endless of GE leaders. But when you turn 50 and beyond, it's about giving back to the communities and giving back to society. And I think that I'm doing a service for this community. The human interest stories, again, are just lessons in a more personal way.
Well, you are indeed, and congratulations. And listen, I hope you and I both have another half to go, as you said, the second half of life. I think right. We're into the second half a little bit, but that's right. Okay. You're making the most of it for sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I feel it.
Our guest today has been Wayne Canner, who's become a good friend, and he is the publisher of Palm Beach Neighbors. Check it out, look him up, and make sure you read his publications if you're in the neighborhood. Wayne, thank you so much for joining us today.
David, thank you, and see you soon.
Yes, absolutely. This is David Nevins for City Biz, and thanks for watching.